see, the thing is, like, we were once a band, just a band, but then because we were successful, money comes in.
And boy, did it. Welcome back to Perfect Pairs on Beatle Brunch. This one is pretty obvious, with a little spin on the follow-up song. Money is a topic that upset George and the rest of the Beatles, who were taken advantage of by music publisher Dick Rowe, who took 50% of the Lennon-McCartney publishing. And with the lousy marketing deal Brian Epstein agreed to that gave Nicky Byrne license to sell the Beatles' name and likeness for various novelty products and toys and paid just 10%. The Beatles likely lost over $100 million on this deal alone.
You never give me your money, you only give me your funny paper. You know, that's what we get, bits of paper saying how much is earned and what this and that. Oh, all that money you've got, and you've got a big house and car and all that sort of thing. But the problems that come along with that are incredible. And I can tell you, everything material that we have, every £100 we've earned, we've got £100 worth of problems to balance it. It's very ironical in a way, because, you know, we've all got maybe a big house and a car and an office, but to actually get the money that you've earned is virtually impossible. It's like illegal to keep the money you earn. But I think it's another of life's problems that you never actually solve. No matter how much money you've got, you can't be happy anyway. So you have to find your happiness with the problems you have, and you have to not worry too much about them. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You never give me your money, you only give me your funny paper, and in the middle of negotiations you break down. I never give you my number, I only give you my situation, and in the middle of investigation I break.
An accountant rang me up. He said, you're earning quite a bit of money now, and if you don't invest it in something, the government will just have it in taxes, you know, which we always hated, because we never sort of knew about taxes till we really started doing it. I mean, I remember George being furious. He wrote Taxman or they'll tax the pennies on your eyes. You know, I mean, I thought that was a good line there. All right, you've got to pay tax. How much do they want then? And they'd say, well, like, half of it. You say, I mean, half of every pound you earn, they're going to have. What for? You know, it was all that, you know. Why me? Definitely didn't like that idea at all.
I'd like to ask the Beatles, what is each going to do with their money?
I don't know, can't find it.
George?
I don't know. I'll leave him with the accountant for the time being. He's left, you know.
Them for the birds and bees. Now give me money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Your loving gives me a thrill, but your loving don't pay my bills. Now give me money. That's what I want. What it don't get, I can use. Now give me money.
What I
That's
want.
What I want.
From his album What's My Name 2019, that's Ringo's solo rendition of the remake Money. The only other time a Beatle officially re-recorded Money was John and Yoko's Live Peace in Toronto festival. Ringo's version comes 60 years after it was first done by Barrett Strong. I'm Joe Johnson, this is Beatle Brunch featuring Perfect Pairs. Coming up, a bird asks...
Can you please sing something?
No, we need money first.
The birds and the Beatles next when Beatle Brunch continues in a moment.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.